Well, they would make whiskey and homebrew, right?
Yeah.
Okay, other names for it?
They got what they call a, over in Pearl Harbor, they got what they call a tanky. And, I drank some of that stuff, and that stuff like killed me. I was going, man, it made me drunk. Next morning, I was about dead, looked like me. I was my head about to bust open. I told myself, it must be stinking, not stinking. Made out of some of them old weed.
Oh, sake. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Sake, something, I don't know, I forgot the name of it too. Yeah, I've heard of that. Tastes like piss,
though. Yeah. Man, that stuff is,
when they brew it, alcohol had a different things, like, what?
Yeah. You know, my dad used to make home brew. And, made corn beer.
Corn?
Yeah. Man, that's the best tasting beer you ever tasted in your life. You get it, you know, that's what a little before it quit work.
Uh-huh.
Man, that stuff is the best stuff. Man, you just,
how did they start that? Just put,
they take corn and swell it.
Yeah, with what?
And pour it in water,
uh-huh,
and swell it.
Yeah.
And put sugar in it. And he'll start to work there and ferment. And when he quit, that's a little before it quit fermenting, you go ahead and drink some of it. Man, you just can't get enough of that stuff. It tastes so good. Man, it go down your throat so cool, and make you so drunk, red. God, you know.
What did they make bread rice with back in those days,
then? Bread.
Yeah.
Out of wheat and rye. They call rye bread. And
did you make out of loaves?
Yeah. Make a. They call them cat heads, you know, them biscuit, big old cat head. And Joe used to call them, he said, the only time ever could get in a biscuit on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And he said, he named it Jimmy, biscuit Jimmy Sellum, and a cornbread Johnny Carson. He said, eat so much cornbread it constipated. Jimmy Sellum never said he get the biscuit.
Okay.
They had better time. When I was coming up, I had more than I got now. Second, I man, if I see a heap of boys out there, man, they couldn't even get enough to go to a picture show or something. And I was always doing something, you know, get me some money in, bringing money into me.
Mm-hmm.
I raised some hogs one time. I want me a new car. And I went and bought a brand new car. I sold hogs and bought my brand new automobile and bought a brand new peanut picker and a tractor to go with it. And I bought a pile of hay bale. All like that, and the boys always ready going down on me to hide and run the peanut picker thing from me. I never had but 3 pals. I'm talking about they would stick to me through thick and thin. One of them did now. The other two living. That Mac Halbuck, Bottom Halbuck, and Mac and William and all of them. Man, when they were out of money, they see me, they need some money. I said, I'm out. Well, we got some. They hand it to me, and I would do the same thing with them. So we all of them went together like that.
Yeah.
You know, I hate taking them dogs off. I give them to a fellow that got a junkyard over in Alabama house. I said he'd take them to Ma evening from